Cassettes of songs, people will get used to them, I mean, get tired of listening to them. And then what I did was erase them. I used the magnetic to erase those recordings. I literally unwind the recording over the magnetic stuff, and then erase the sound like that, and then use it to record whatever I want, only to patch out the little slot to be able to record. And recording in that kind of condition of the tape was not very clear. Somehow, at least I got a voice from the Nelder. It was only later in the years that I managed to transfer the old stuff into the much better material, and then the sound was a bit better. Only these things now are starting to wear out now too. Anyway, I had 20 recordings before, and the ones that I destroyed, and I had some with my possession which did not destroy. And the 20 recordings that I had, they were actually the recordings of maybe three individuals and one. And I know these individuals, and I know their story very well. All I did then is repeat what they said on my own voice and record it. And that way, I was able to remember the stories and recorded them that way. And many elders that I have interviewed since at that time, from 1980, and then I just listened to them. And after I listened to them, then I asked them if I could record it in my own voice or even write it, so they allow me to do that. So I would do that. But then again, in 1990, I was able to record another set of elders around trip, and from Moosonee to Fort Sever. This was something else to do, but only a specific subject I was supposed to record them. But besides that, I used to ask them any other stories that include that come along with the subject that I'm asking. Because in our culture, you cannot specifically extract the machine or extract the story from a person, just one item. No, you can't do that. In order to have an understanding piece or information fully understood, you will have to listen to the elder, why he tells you the stuff. You have to listen as stories, a series of stories that he emphasizes this is what he's talking about. And that way, you do not extract the particular information that you want from an elder. And that I find that out. So what I did then, when I began to take notes or take the recording of the elder, is to allow them free run. What I mean to say free run, I just sit there in front of them and listen to them. Let them speak their mind. Let them say whatever they want. If I have question about the hunting or special hunting, they will tell me the story about the hunting, and in time, I am supposed to get information from there. And if I ask them about some other stuff, they would do the same thing. They would answer me a little bit first, and then they would tell me a story. And for that, it doesn't matter what kind of a story they tell me, but what they do is they give me an answer in a story, not just a few word answer. No, the interview would never work that way with the native people. It hasn't worked. There are many interviews that have been done to the elders, and they are so limited. Many interviews that I have seen done by the European or any other person, and when it's written down, I read those things, and there are so much missing because of this type of interviewing. So my way of interviewing is allowing an elder to have a free mind to speak. To speak his mind, his idea, his comments, and his understanding, and also his definition about the story. And that way, I usually get everything. And if I could just remember everything what they said, then I would record it before.